The latest housing figures show another big surge in Australian home prices led by Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. Analysts say low official interest rates are the biggest driver of demand, but some say increased bank discounting and lower lending standards are contributing to the property boom. But some in the industry also say that Chinese investors are behind the boost in demand. Business reporter Michael Yander has more.
The housing boom shows no signs of slowing. A widely watched private index shows Australian capital city home prices jumped another 1.3% last month, but the report's author, RP Data's Cameron Cusher, says those gains are not evenly spread.
It was really fuelled by the three largest cities where we saw quite significant increases in value. So Sydney home values rose by 2.4%, Melbourne values were up 1.2%, and in Brisbane, home values were up by 1.4%.
Mr. Cusher says Brisbane's playing a bit of catch-up, but Sydney and Melbourne have been rising strongly for months, especially the Harbour City. And he says a large part of the gains in the biggest cities are due to the strong competition amongst banks to attract mortgage customers.
We know for a fact that obviously a bank like Macquarie Bank has been a lot more aggressive in the home loans market as well, and that's creating more competition. Obviously also mortgage rates are very low, but you've been able to get more competitive prices on fixed rate loans, which have actually been lower as well.
A recent report by CLSA banking analyst Brian Johnson finds this competition for loans is lowering lending standards, with banks offering package discounts, cash rebates and increased broker commissions. The chief executive of Mortgage Analytics, Graham Anderson, says the recent home price rises wouldn't have been possible if banks were being conservative in their decisions to lend.
It would be almost impossible for the recent increases in the price of housing for that to occur without there being some fairly aggressive lending based on the serviceability of loans.
It's a charge the banks generally deny. ANZ's boss Mike Smith pointed out that his institution lifted its mortgage rate buffer from 1.5% to 2.5% in response to record low interest rates. But Graham Anderson says that only takes the assumed cash rate to 5%, which is well off highs of more than 7% seen in just the past 5 or 6 years.
Stressing borrowers at very low rates of interest clearly drives up the amount that you would lend to that party, and therefore that provides a basis for increasing in house pricing. It's a dangerous situation sort of to be in when interest rates reverse.
The Reserve Bank Governor Glenn Stevens certainly thinks so and warned banks quite bluntly earlier this week.
It's very important that strong lending standards remain in place and that decisions, either to lend or to invest, be based on sensible assumptions about future returns.
Brian Johnson speculates in his report that the RBA and the banking regulator will be issuing more warnings to the banks in private.
This analyst expects that APRA and the RBA are already drafting letters to the bank management, but more importantly, the individual members of the Australian bank boards, reminding them to be diligent on housing lending. APRA did exactly this 2 years ago. As such, I am not confident that the spring housing boom is sustainable, or at least that component fuelled by easier credit.
But analysts say there are also international factors driving the Sydney and Melbourne housing booms.
We're certainly hearing in the discussions we're having that there is a lot more activity from those Chinese investors. So sure, they're very active there, and people only have to go to auctions or open homes to see that there's a lot of interest.
National Australia Bank figures from last month estimate that around 13% of all new home buyers are Chinese investors. And Cameron Cusher says that proportion could increase further.
If we did get a fall in Australian dollar, that may actually make it even more attractive for those overseas investors than it currently is.
Brian Johnson forecasts that Australia is only seeing the beginning of Chinese property investment. Research from CLSA China estimates that more than 10 million wealthy and middle-class Chinese intend to move to Australia over the next decade.
That's business reporter Michael Yander.